Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Sorry, I just kind of sprung the show on everybody. Are we all ready?
Hell yeah, we're ready.
America, I'm sorry.
We are Friday ready.
I was like, what's going
on? That's hilarious. I was in the other room talking to Michaela, and we were just shooting it. You know what I mean? We were just shooting the.
Those that don't know, in our computer monitor, we have a countdown of the songs. So I looked over. There's 10 seconds left in the weekend.
10 seconds.
Chet was there a minute ago.
God, it would have been great if this was back in the old days. In the old days, they would it would fire off a light. You'd have a light that would go off with 30 seconds left in the song. And then the last 10 seconds at a number of, until I came to Vegas. Every station I work for.
Oh, wow.
The last 10 seconds of the song, there'd be a red light that would flash. And it was kind of cool because it was like, something's about to happen.
No, I like that. You know? I like that.
And it'd be really cool. And it would ratchet up the tension. We were actually talking about you.
Yes, we were.
And the Unlikely Pod. And how
you are,
how you're not driving a Range Rover. That was really it.
that's a long
way around to that idea, but we were just talking about how we're excited for you because there's money on the horizon. There should be.
Yeah.
Damn straight. Thank you.
There should be.
I appreciate
and
that.
We were talking about selling stuff and
thank you.
Yeah. So it was you. I'm blaming you.
Okay, this is my fault.
Yeah, Adrian thinks a lot.
No, not your fault. No, yes it is.
Mm-mm,
no.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Negative Nellies. I prefer to say inspiration.
Oh, I love that.
The inspiration for the chaos. I like
it. The inspo for the chaos.
You were the inspo for this 10-second terrifying countdown.
And what was really funny was then we got distracted. We got distracted, and then I was insistent on making my point while there was only 10 seconds left in the weekend.
He was making his point as he was walking out of my little studio and into his. I was like, tell me later.
But Adrian's going to be rich.
Okay.
I swear by it. If we do this right, Adrian will be rich.
Okay. Oh, the door's shutting. I can't hear you.
You should be rich, too. We should all be rich.
Yes, hopefully soon.
But we're not because we have great ideas, but poor execution.
Yeah. Facts.
We'll get there, though. Every day is a grind.
It is Friday.
One step closer.
Friday, man.
And we've been waiting for this Friday.
Okay, I had a weird transformational moment this morning.
What?
UNLV football starts next Saturday.
Football's back, baby.
College football starts next Saturday. And B, at 5:30, it was still dark. It's still kind of dark now.
Yeah.
It's a little dark now.
It's getting there. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's throwing me off. It's why I've been so late this week.
I was hard on you yesterday, and I apologize for that.
No, don't be. Me and my snooze button have been battling this week.
Oh, God, I love that snooze button more than life.
You're fine. It was funny yesterday. Y'all missed this yesterday. So Adrian comes sliding in at the last second. That's fine. I didn't know, but Michaela, so I'm getting ready. I figured you were just late, and that didn't bother me.
Yeah.
That part, because that happens sometimes. Okay, fine, we'll deal. 30 seconds before the song is in, much like the weekend here a second ago, 30 seconds before the song ends, Michaela disappears out of her studio. And so I'm standing here essentially by myself going, does no one have any spatial awareness right now? Do we not know that it's time? And so, so I was slightly agitated.
Well, and that's how you could tell there was a little bit of chaos that morning because I left my wallet. I never leave my wallet.
Yeah, he called me to let him in.
Someone let me in.
Right.
But can I tell you that for years, I have had to call people to let me into places because I forgot whatever.
Hilarious.
And yesterday, internally, I was like, Michaela, you did it. You brought your own key and someone needs your help.
You.
And I was like, yeah.
Yeah, that's happened when I've driven my wife's car because it's different. We have a little key fob to let us in the building. And if I drive my wife's car for whatever reason, then I don't have a key to get in. I'd be, Michaela, can you come let me in? I'm stupid.
Yeah.
I don't think about it until I get here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. So we're ready then.
We are ready.
We're ready. We can do this.
Team on three, let's go.
What are we doing on three?
On three, let's go.
Team,
Team,
no,
or let's go.
Team on three.
Okay, this is not inspiring. Adrian.
One, two, three.
On three?
Yes.
One, two, three.
And then three and then go.
Yeah.
Okay.
On three.
All right.
One. Are you doing it?
I'll do it.
Yeah. Is it team?
One, two, three. Team!
Wow. That was really good, you guys.
Inspired.
Time stood still, just like a footy.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Sorry, I just kind of sprung the show on everybody. Are we all ready?
Hell yeah, we're ready.
Are you ready? America, I'm sorry.
We are Friday ready.
I was scared.
Ready.
I was like, what's going
on? That's hilarious. So I was in the other room talking to Michaela, and we were just shooting it. You know what I mean? We were just shooting the...
Those that don't know, in our computer monitor, we have a countdown of the songs. So I looked over. It was 10 seconds left in the weekend.
10 seconds!
Chet was there a minute ago.
10 seconds! God, it would have been great if this was back in the old days. In the old days, they would it would fire off a light. You'd have a light that would go off with 30 seconds left in the song. And then the last 10 seconds at a number of, literally until I came to Vegas. Every station I work for.
Oh, wow.
The last 10 seconds of the song, there'd be a red light that would flash. And it was kind of cool because it was like, something's about to happen.
No, I like that.
You know?
I like that.
And it'd be really cool. And so, yeah, it would ratchet up the tension. We were actually talking about you.
Yes, we were.
And the Unlikely Pod. And how, how you're not driving a Range Rover. That was really it.
Well,
that's a long way around to that idea, but we were just talking about we're excited for you because there's money on the horizon. There should be.
Yeah.
Damn straight. Thank you.
There should be.
I appreciate
it. We were talking about selling stuff. And
whatever. Oh, thank you.
Yeah. No, it was you. I'm blaming you.
Again, it's my fault.
Yeah, Adrian, thanks a lot.
No, not your fault. No, yes, it is. Mm-mm, no.
Yes, it is.
Okay, negative Nellies. I prefer to say inspiration.
Oh, I love that.
The inspiration for the chaos. I like
yes.
it.
The
I like inspo. It.
The inspo for the chaos.
You were the inspo for this 10-second terrifying countdown.
And what was really funny was then we got distracted, and then I was insistent on making my point while there was only 10 seconds left in the
weekend. He was making his point as he was walking out of my little studio and into his. I was like, tell me later!
But Adrian's going to be rich!
Okay!
I swear by it. If we do this right, Adrian will be rich.
Okay. Oh, the door's shutting. I can't hear you.
You should be rich, too. We should all be rich.
Yes, hopefully soon.
But we're not, because we have great ideas, but poor execution.
Yeah.
We'll get there, though. Every day is a grind.
It is Friday.
One step
it's
closer.
Friday, man.
And we've been waiting for this Friday.
Okay, I had a weird transformational moment this morning.
What?
UNLV football starts next Saturday.
Football's back, baby.
College football starts next Saturday. And B, at 5:30, it was still dark. It's still kind of dark now.
Yeah.
It's a little dark now.
It's getting there. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's throwing me off. It's why I've been so late this week.
I was hard on you yesterday, and I apologize for that.
No, don't be. Me and my snooze button have been battling this week.
Oh, God, I love that snooze button more than life.
You're fine. What was funny yesterday? Y'all missed this yesterday. So Adrian comes sliding in at the last second. That's fine. I didn't know, but Michaela, so I'm getting ready. I figured you were just late, and that didn't bother me.
Yeah.
That part, because that happens sometimes. Okay, fine, we'll deal. 30 seconds before the song is end, much like the weekend here a second ago, 30 seconds before the song ends, Michaela disappears out of her studio. And so I'm standing here essentially by myself going, does no one have any spatial awareness right now? Do we not know that it's time? And so, yeah, so I was slightly agitated.
Well, and that's how you could tell there was a little bit of chaos that morning because I left my wallet. I never leave my wallet.
Yeah, he called me to let him in.
Someone let me in.
Right.
But can I tell you that for years, I have had to call people to let me into places because I forgot whatever.
Hilarious.
And yesterday, internally, I was like, Michaela, you did it. You brought your own key and someone needs your help. And I was like,
yeah, that's happened when I've driven my wife's car because we have a little key fob to let us in the building. And if I drive my wife's car for whatever reason, then I don't have a key to get in. I'd be, okay, look, you come let me in. I'm stupid.
Yeah.
I don't think about it until I get here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. So we're ready then.
We are ready.
We're ready. We can do this.
Okay. Team on three. Let's go.
What are we doing on three?
On
team.
Three. Let's go.
Team.
Team. No, or let's go.
Team on three.
Okay, this is not inspiring. Is on Adrian.
On three. One, two, three.
On three?
Yes.
One, two, three.
And then three and then go.
Yeah.
Okay.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First this
on 98.5 KLUC.
702-364-9898. Who's on the phone right now, Adrian?
That'll be Anthony McDonald from Northtown.
What up, big Ant Northtown. Hey.
Hey. Anthony, how you doing?
Hey, man.
Hey.
Hey, man. A 177-second survey version of the first pick starts now with a question from the audience. Here's, well, actually not from the audience, but from Michaela Gordon.
Hey, I'm a fan. I'm a listener
also.
That's
true. You're, yes. Mm-hmm. We'll start with you, Michaela.
Okay, when in a bind, are you willing to fast forward parts of a show that you love just to see the ending a little faster?
Anthony?
Not really. I actually watched the whole show. I won't fast forward.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
You couldn't fast forward?
No, because I have a weird, nope. That's part of my weird FOMO that I would think I would think that
you
missed
something for real?
Mm-hmm. That I fast forward to something that would lead me to understand what's happening at the end of the show. No, it's a whole thing. You know how my brain works.
Yeah.
Adrian, can you fast forward?
Absolutely
to get to the
not. Sacrilegious. Can't do it.
Really?
Yeah, what's wrong with you, psycho?
I guess I'm on the island living my psycho life. I got things to do and no self-control. So I need to see what happens.
Anthony, a new poll asked people how competitive they are, which is amusing because it gave competitive people the chance to one-up everybody else. 47 Well, are you somewhat competitive, very competitive, or not at all competitive?
Very competitive.
Me too. Michaela, yeah?
I'm middle competitive.
Just kind of competitive?
Yeah, it depends on the thing.
Adrian?
Super competitive.
Yeah, I would agree with all of that. But it's really great because then there were some people who were like, well, I'm somewhat competitive. Well, I'm very competitive. I'm more competitive than you.
They're competing in the question.
Competitive.
So they're competing literally in the question you asked. I'm the most.
Being told right now that it is National Relaxation Day. A new study found that 42% of our day, 42% of our day should go toward rest and relaxation. So they're talking about 8 hours of sleep and then maybe two other hours that is like talking with your friends or exercising or eating or just chilling out, whatever.
Yeah.
Anthony, do you get your minimum recommended 42% of your day towards relaxation?
No, because I'm always busy and active.
But, well, it said exercise. And
I don't even do that.
I got you. Other sort of activity.
He slammed, but not with fitness.
Yeah, Michaela, do you think?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
I wish I did.
Adrian?
No.
And I'll bet if you ask most people, they would say no.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But I don't sleep 8 hours either.
I sleep 2 hours. That's all I get.
Stop it.
That's so crazy. And
how?
You still feel healthy and good? Like you can do things?
Yes, I live off caffeine.
Literally just 2 hours every day. Do you take naps?
No.
Oh, my God.
Golly.
Good for you.
I want to hit this really quick while we still have time. A Gen Zer posted on TikTok that checking out of a hotel is an old person thing. You don't check out anymore. Others say it's rude. Anthony, what do you say?
You're supposed to check out, be courtesy.
Michaela.
God, I haven't checked out in so long. No.
Adrian.
If it counts to do it on the app, but as far as walking up to the concierge and going, hey, I'm out of here. Nope. I don't do it.
Front desk, I might. If they're not busy, I'll say, hey, 312, we're out. Because then they know that they can clean the room.
Well, usually I feel like I'm getting forced out of the room. They're like, housekeeping, we're here. And I'm like, all right, give me five more minutes.
That's true.
They know I'm leaving. They already know I'm gone.
Housekeeping!
Yeah, I'm like, girl, 1 second.
They're like, checkout time is 11.
Extend it.
It's 12:30. Okay, that makes...
Right.
Yeah, I think you're right. If it's on the app, at some point, you don't just walk out, even though you can. You don't just walk out. You just let them know. But I think that's also... maybe a lack of awareness on their part of not understanding why you would want to do that.
Sure.
You know, because if there's another thing that Gen Z doesn't want to do, it's be rude.
Or talk to people.
Well, that's the other part. That's the other part, is then you got to talk to somebody, whether it's on the app or otherwise. That's awesome. Anthony, have a great time to Chance the Rapper. For everybody else, tickets go on sale this morning at 10 a.m. Chance the Rapper at Blue Live Theater at Fontainebleau, Las Vegas, on Saturday, October 18th. And have a great weekend. Nothing? All right,
cool. Hey, you fell asleep.
You checked out. Didn't tell us. Best
in the morning. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Perfectly imperfect. 98.5 KLUC.
Oh, my God. And right now, just hanging on by a thread with your good feelings towards the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Because once again, I'm running into Michaela's studio.
And once again, he was running out telling me something. I was like, you got it.
Okay. So I'm sorry I suck. And you don't suck.
You don't. The door slams.
We're good. Oh, my God. So I have a million things that I'm not ready for, including that Maroon 5 song that I promised you in just a second.
I'm so pumped about this. I also say everyone is coming out with new music, and I'm very excited about
this. It's a big new music day today.
In August, which is weird.
Is it weird?
Why, what else is out there?
Chance the Rapper's album came out.
Right.
It was about like 7 or 8 different projects
from
different genres today. I guess they're gearing up, though, because it's the end of summer. They're making sure their albums are out for the holiday season, I guess.
It's just a weird, I suppose.
Because it was quiet. The early part of the year was quiet. It seemed like Kendrick dropped and that was it for a long time. But now everybody's coming out with music, so.
Yeah, the old ways of doing it was to do it at the beginning of summer. Because then you'd have big songs through the summer. And
No, I don't, because I was going to ask you, because this is your lane. Like, Sabrina Carpenter's coming out with new music. Doja Cat just made the announcement. Yeah. Taylor Swift, obviously. Taylor. But I always thought it came in the beginning of summer as well.
So the strategy has obviously shifted. And I go with Adrian's theory of them trying to be ready for the holiday, get a jump on the holidays.
Yeah,
so look out, Mariah Carey.
Interesting. Oh, God. good feeling stories of the day. Did you see the video the other day of the old guy hustling the koala off the highway in Australia? Did you see it?
No, oh my God. Sounds amazing.
So this koala's, and he's going the wrong way. If I remember the video correctly, the koala was like headed towards a construction site or something like that. This 82-year-old guy scoops up the koala and then he's just kind of hustling him back the other way where he came from.
Yeah.
Back off the road. And at one point he kind of picks him up. And then the koala scratches him.
Yeah.
So then he obviously sets him down. And then he's scolding him. He's giving he's just giving him what for? You know, like, you shouldn't do that and blah, blah, blah.
You shouldn't scratch people.
The guy's name is Terry, and obviously somebody tracked him down.
I was telling him not to scratch because I'm trying to help him. And the little mongrel just kept scratching, but he was only protecting himself. The traffic all of a sudden stopped, and I thought, what's going on here? They're only scratches, and if you get hold of the bear quick enough and hold him the right way, they realize, you know, especially when you start moving off the road, that they're getting out of danger.
Obviously.
This guy.
He was just trying to protect himself, but I said, no scratching.
This guy.
I'm helping you.
There's a 30-year-old indigenous woman in Mexico recently entered a 39-mile ultra marathon.
Dang.
Won it. Won the whole thing. She had no equipment. She ran the whole thing in sandals. And the traditional clothing that her tribe wears. She reportedly, you know this is going to be true, just to get to the starting line of this race, she walked for 14 hours.
You're lying.
And then ran. I wish I was. But it's the internet,
and
so
I know
it must
you're
be
not,
true.
Of course.
It's the internet, so it's got to be true.
That's wild.
Insane.
Yeah, we'll check up and updates coming. And the co-founder of Nike, Uncle Phil Knight, just donated $2 billion with a B to the Cancer Institute at Oregon Health Sciences University.
Come on.
His foundation says it's the largest single donation ever to a college, university, or health group in the United States of America.
Let's go. I just bought a new pair of Nikes, and I feel extra good about it now that Uncle Phil.
Yeah, Uncle Phil. And all Oregon Duck fans.
Yeah.
Because basically Uncle Phil bought the university and has a Washington Husky, you know, in my blood,
yes,
being purple. Still hate you, but I don't, listen, I don't hate anybody I don't respect.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, good.
So in the same.
It's a love hate.
Yes. That's exactly it.
You're practically friends with Phil and I practically donated the $2 billion. So
I wish.
Look at us.
Side story while the song plays. Of how my wife and I, because I'm obsessed with Nike,
uh-huh,
and so, and don't yell, I know there's bad things that they've done too. Stop. but we went out to Beaverton. We went out to Beaverton. Gate was open, so we went ahead and drove onto the campus, and I went, and my wife was like, are we supposed to be here? And I was like, I guess. Mm-hmm. I think it's okay. Next thing you know, security guy following us, making sure we were leaving. I don't know. I don't know if I was supposed to be there or not.
She said, are you supposed to be there? You're like, I don't know.
I would have done the same thing. Gates open.
Same.
Hey, gate was open.
Same.
Dog. I didn't get out and try and go into a building or anything.
I was just looking.
That's why I check it out. It's good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
All right. Make your own value judgment. I happen to like this kind of stuff. Maroon 5 and Lil Wayne. It's called Love Is Like.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Yeah, somebody in the know said they didn't like that song very
much. They're tripping.
I think so, too.
Obsessed with the first beat, and it kind of is giving Justin Bieber Peaches vibes.
Oh, interesting.
Do you hear that?
I do. I do. I said it sounds like sunshine.
Yeah, it abs. Oh, I love it.
I love it, too. I'm judging the critique. From
a little bit.
The ones who told us.
Yes.
For the record, let me just, you know, I try and add a little context to such things.
Let's call them out.
No.
Bad taste.
No.
I'm just kidding.
I'm appreciative of that. But
kidding.
No, the email was at midnight. Who knows what was going on.
Most of the time, I don't like things off first listen. It takes me a couple times.
Yeah, right.
Who am I? But I loved it on the first note.
That's right. You didn't like the Bruno Gaga record.
Damn it,
remember that?
Damn it, you're Michaela Gordon. So,
yeah.
Who are you? Please. How dare you?
What was I thinking?
You better hope I don't see Michaela before you do, because I'm going to tell her you said that.
No, don't.
Chet Buchanan Show brought to you by our friends at Ruby's Shake Shop in the district of Green Valley Ranch. So earlier I said, hey, we should all go to Ruby's this weekend. We should make sure to carve out some time and go to Ruby's. And I literally got 4 texts of people going, yo, man, let me know if you're going. I'll meet you there. And I'm like,
hey.
And I literally said, okay, I'm slammed this weekend. So it's probably, but we should do that soon. One of them wrote back, why would you say that?
Like somehow I let them down.
Like I let them down. Is it this one?
You stay classy, San Diego.
Oh, it's this one. Nope.
Why did you say that? You come out with stink like that. Poop mouth.
That's what I was hearing. That was what I was hearing in the text.
Yeah, why would you do that?
Why would you? Well, like I totally let them down.
Why did you say that?
Chet.
You can't tease Ruby's, brother.
No, you can't tease Chet. You can't tease Chet. They want to go hang out with you.
Because they know I'd pay. They know I'd pay.
We might have certificates or something.
No, but I'm selling product here. That's all. Just trying to get, you know, create the hype.
Yeah.
But definitely Ruby's Shake Shop is in our future. At the district of Green Valley Ranch. No longer do you have to be flying to Albuquerque to go out of the D gates to be able to go to Ruby's.
True.
To district of Green Valley Ranch. So should we just jump into it? Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Y'all ready? Can we do this?
Let's do it.
All right. Symphony Hill. All of a sudden, I had that moment again this morning where I'm like, what? She's going for win number 4 already?
That's insane.
She's sneaky good.
Yeah, she is.
And all of a sudden, thanks to Symphony's efforts, the East Side have jumped into the 3-6. Yeah, the East Side has jumped into the top 10. They're tied for 9th place with Cadence and Mountain's Edge with 6 wins each. West Henderson and North Las Vegas have 8 wins each. Wagon Wheel, Hendertucky, and Red Rock. Haven't heard from Wagon Wheel or Hendertucky in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
They've got 10 wins each. Rhodes Ranch has got 13. Then you get into the top 5. Best of the West with 14 wins. Silverado Ranch, 15 wins. Centennial Hills with 18. Aliante with 20. And Sunrise, man.
The City of Champions.
Leads the pack still with 23 wins overall. Would you like to play Michaela's Hometown Throwdown? Call 702-364-9898. Champion's choice today. She wanted to go for more Chris Tucker tickets.
That's right.
Which I thought, I don't know why I thought that was just pretty great, but I didn't expect it.
Yeah.
But we gave her a choice. We said you're going for your 4th win. Do you want extra? Whatever you want. Because she's already won one of each.
Yeah.
What do you want
more? God, she's a little killer.
She wants Chris Tucker tickets for the Encore Theater. Win Las Vegas September 26th, courtesy of our friends at AEG Presents. You have a chance to take her down and go into the weekend a champion. 702-364-9898 right now.
Wake up, get up, take me everywhere you go. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
All right, let's go. Symphony Hill of the East Side, city where the sun don't sweat. What's going on there? What's going on, Symphony? What are you doing?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
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 What's going on in the background? It seems chaotic when we talk to you in the morning. What are you in the middle of?
So, waking up my son and getting him ready for school.
Got it.
Okay.
Yeah.
How old's your son?
He's 5.
Aww, oh, you and Adrian got something in common. He's got a 6-year-old.
Oh, I was like, little kids are the best. I love it.
Yeah, cute mommy.
Cute daddy. Throw me in there, too.
Okay. My bad. Cute daddy.
Sorry. Didn't know we were leaving you out.
Yeah, sorry, babe.
I would have definitely
cute
included you.
Cute daddy.
My bad. Sorry, Zaddy.
Yeah,
can
whoa.
I say that?
You sure can.
Can I say that? Is it creepy?
Sure can.
Did you call me Zaddy?
He sure did.
What's happening
sure
between us? Yesterday we were talking about your underwear. Now you're calling me Zaddy. People are going to think
listen,
things.
If you need me to leave the room, I will.
And I was pointing out all the girls who and I know this is why they're doing it. They tell me about you because they know that I'm going to tell you about you. You know what I mean?
Dang.
Know what I'm saying?
Adrian's a wanted zaddy.
Symphony, you want in on this?
Okay.
What's your situation?
All right.
Yeah, thank you. I'm married.
Okay, she's married.
Just checking. You never know.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be the first time on this show.
Talk off air. Anyway, what?
Our buddy John Moog, who used to do the night show.
Yeah.
On this fine radio station.
Met that guy.
Oh, yeah, you saw him at boot camp.
Yeah, yeah.
Moog's the best.
Yeah, he's great.
And so at the time, I forget what it was. It was when Justin Bieber had Love Yourself out.
Yeah.
We were talking about people playing instruments in high school. And he goes, yeah, he called me and he goes, yeah, I used to play the tuba. We were like, get your ass into this show
right now.
And I forget what our producer, I forget what Davey played. Might have been trumpet or some stupid thing like that.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, they come in here. And he's doing the, I probably have the tape of it right now. Boy, am I derailing this show, and I am so sorry.
Whatever, it's better.
It's way worth it. But they come in here, and they're like, oh, there it is.
Oh,
hang on.
Yeah.
Hang on. There. Let's go.
And Bowl Tuba jam session. 1, 2, 3, 4.
That was just jam session. Hang on, what was this? Yeah, this is.
So, no, that's a panty dropper.
Literally, oh, you have no idea. Literally, this girl calls in, Stacy. Calls in. She was in Boulder City. I forget why. She didn't live there. She was just there.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, okay, I have to tell you. I've had the biggest crush on him forever. And now that I know that he plays the tuba,
oh my God.
She's like, I'm a total band geek. I love this. We were like, you get in here right now.
Oh, my God.
And then, so we introduced them, took them out on a date. We called the bit Mogmating.
Oh, God.
We took them to Juan's Flaming Fajitas. Uh-huh. They had dinner. We, of course, eavesdropped.
Yeah.
Did the isolation booth thing. How you feeling? Uh-huh. What do you think about blah, 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 blah?
Yeah, research.
Dude, they're married.
No.
They've had a child.
No.
And they live in Chicago, and he's doing a big time radio show at our sister station, B96.
You're kidding.
In Chicago, and they're killing it.
That's so cool.
I'm obsessed with this story.
Yeah, you're welcome.
That was
America.
Worth it.
Yeah, you're welcome.
They're married.
Honestly, it's one of my greatest accomplishments in this business.
Geeking out for the rest of their lives. That's awesome.
Yeah. No, and their child is adorable.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So
cute.
You never know what can happen.
Yeah.
So
don't bulk, Adrian.
Excuse me, Symphony, for trying to see if I could just make something happen.
Sorry, you're married with children.
I was like, wait a minute, why am I telling this story? Oh, yeah, that's right, because I was trying to put Symphony and Adrian together just in case, because you never know.
Psycho.
Because it happened once before, and it could happen again. But Symphony had to go off and get married.
Yeah, way to ruin it.
Everything. Sorry, Adrian, just trying to help you find love.
Yeah.
On with the game now. Mm-hmm. Who's our challenger?
Who knows? T is telling me Jill from Wagon Wheel,
Jill
the return.
Gilliland.
Jill.
The return.
Oh, the former five.
I feel like y'all were taunting me to call.
The former five-time champion. I'm taunting you because it's been over a year since we had beers. That's what I'm
I know. It actually has been a year. Almost to the day.
Battle for Vegas. I thought of you. I thought of you when Battle for Vegas happened. I was like, oh, I haven't seen Jill in a year.
I know.
Oh, boy, Symphony. Okay, well, we know that both of you know how to play the game. Buzz in with your name. Do it nice and loud so we hear you. You might want to do it multiple times. Do not answer until we call on you because you may think that you got in first, but you did not. Your quiz master is Commissioner Gordon. Symphony, why do we call her Commissioner Gordon?
Because her last name is Gordon.
Because her last name is Gordon.
Girl.
Because, you know, then, so, yeah. The one, the only, Michaela Gordon.
Rumors are swirling that the track Ruin the Friendship off Taylor Swift's upcoming album is a diss track to her former BFF and A-list actress.
I heard Jill. Yeah, Jill?
Blake Lively.
Are we talking about Blake? Really?
Yes.
I didn't know any of this.
Dude, yes.
Fill me in. I didn't know any of this.
There's a full-on frenemy situation potentially happening, and there could be a distra- I can't even believe it. Girls, are you following the friendship drama or no?
Yes. Wait, but what about Ryan Reynolds?
I'm not updated on
it. No.
Just because she was dragged into the Justin Baldoni lawsuit.
Exactly. Exactly. And Taylor was like, look what you made me do. It's on friendship.
For the record, Michaela's been using the look what you made me do. Look what you made me do all morning long just in honor of Taylor. Yeah, any Taylor.
Even to my phone. When it woke me up this morning, I was like, look what you made me do.
You made me do. It's very funny. All right, so champion one, challenger nothing.
This singer, best known for songs like Say So, is coming out with her fifth album September 26th. What is this singer's name?
Symphony? is it Dua Lipa?
No. No,
dang,
Jill.
That's a good guess.
Jill, do you have an answer to tie?
Jill answered the first one. No, she had the first one.
What?
Huh? Wait, Jill, that was your answer?
That was Jill.
Why did you answer? We called on Symphony.
No, you said champion has one, challenger has zero. Jill has one.
Oh, well, Jill has one. Okay. Do you have an answer?
No, that was her.
Good Lord. Do you have an answer to go up to? Wow.
Is it Doja Cat?
Is it Doja Cat? It's, yes.
Yeah.
And I am so sorry. The champ or the challenger, the champion has nothing.
Yeah, these
champion
are good tickets.
Zero. The challenger has two.
The MTV Music Awards are coming up soon, and this famed rapper will be hosting. His nickname, the Ladies Love Cool James, is the long version.
Jill, for the win, and to once again become champion.
LL Cool J.
Game over. We got a new champion. She's back.
She's back.
I got to be honest. When Symphony, when I heard it was Jill on the phone, I went, Symphony's in trouble. In my head, I went, and I didn't want to poison it.
I was like, She got it because that first question I was said Carly Kloss, and I know I was lost.
Oh, well, you played such a rockin' game, Symphony. Literally, you're good.
Right up to this point, you were just absolutely fantastic. Enjoy your Janet Jackson tickets.
Yes.
Enjoy your Chris Tucker tickets. Enjoy your Chance the Rapper tickets. And enjoy your weekend. And thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Thank you, you guys.
Yeah, we hope we hear from you again soon.
Oh, yeah.
Bye, Symphony.
Bye, love.
Jill Gilliland, back in the day, over a year ago, was our fifth ever five-time champion. She's back in the winner's circle, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm coming for two rhinestone belts.
That's right.
Yeah.
They told me I couldn't do the belts. We'll talk another time. It was a whole thing.
Drama.
Whole
thing. I have to make my own.
No, maybe we'll just get you one, Justin. We'll keep it on the under. Chris Tucker at Encore Theater at Wynn Las Vegas, September 26th, courtesy of our friends at AEG Presents. And then we will see you on Monday as our brand new champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Summerlin South Little League in the Little League World Series today in Williamsport, Pennsylvania.
Ooh.
At noon on ESPN, taking on those dirty cheaters from Bonnie Lake, Washington. Now listen, I know it's not appropriate to call 12-year-olds dirty cheaters, and I'm really not. It's just how they were raised. And it's the environment that they grew up in, and I can't help that.
Yeah, that's not your fault.
You know what? Bonnie Lake was nothing. I grew up, as we've well chronicled on this show, I grew up in the Seattle area, and Bonnie Lake used to just be, meth heads and you know, possums. And it hasn't changed a lot. It hasn't changed a lot, but there is a lake there, so a lot of new money has gone in. So now
it's meth heads,
possums, and cheating software engineers who've raised horrible cheating children.
Wow, doesn't sound like a great place to visit.
In fact, I don't know if they test for performance-enhancing drugs at the Little League World Series, but they should, because I have no doubt that these people from Bonnie Lake, Washington will go to whatever lengths.
Good for you for taking a stand and speaking out.
So I know it's wrong. I know it's wrong. You shouldn't say that about 12-year-olds, but I'm really not talking about 12-year-olds. I'm talking about their parents. And more just hyping up our kids.
Yeah, we're just trying to be loyal to our little guys.
Be funny to the guys.
Sometimes our humor goes awry.
Our kids can hit. Was that awry? How dare you?
No, I wasn't talking about you.
Completely on point.
It was totally on point. I didn't say that.
I sense a lack of support.
No, I was talking about myself. Sometimes I go off the
rails.
The rails. Yeah, that's what I was meant to say.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
That somehow, that maybe in the last, I don't know, 90 seconds, somehow we went off the rails?
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes
might have been wrong?
Yeah.
Missed the mark?
Yeah.
Even?
No, but I wouldn't say we did that right now. I'm just saying sometimes that those things happen.
I'll have to go back and listen to the tape later.
Listen to the tape.
Just all of it.
Playbacks.
All of it. It's like, you know, it's like how athletes do. Go back over it. See what we could do better.
Listen to the podcast feed. I'll go through the tape.
Pow.
Come on.
That's the way. On the Odyssey app. That's another story entirely, too.
And it's free.
Check that out.
It's a free Odyssey app.
Yeah. Or iHeart or TuneIn.
Also
Why not?
Free.
Okay. Michaela's very excited. She's, in fact, she was looking at me going, I thought we were going to talk about my new follower.
Okay. Do you remember what a big deal I made about Secret Lives of Mormon Wives? And then remember when I started going to Swig and drinking those sodas, which I still do?
Speaking of missing the mark.
Mm-hmm. This is just for the girlies that care.
So wait, so we indulged me for a minute? Now we'll indulge you for a minute.
Thank you. To the girlies listening, Taylor Frankie Paul, lead, not just a secret Mormon housewife.
But like the?
The one?
The Malin Ackerman of...
Exactly.
Yeah, the Margot... Of hunting wives.
Yes.
But except it's Mormon wives.
Yes.
But without all of the, well, I don't know what she does behind closed doors,
but
those who've seen hunting wives know why that's funny.
Mm-hmm. Yes. She followed me.
Did you watch Hunting yesterday. Wives, Adrian?
No.
Did you? Have you watched Secret Lives of Mormon Wives?
No, but I have seen this woman's Instagram since Michaela posted on her
No,
IG
she's
story.
Gorgeous.
So it's not just for the girlies, Michaela. It's very important news for everyone.
Thank you for, and thank you for receiving
and
this.
And she followed you?
You guys, she followed me yesterday. And I don't know why. There's...
Just out of the blue, it wasn't like yes. a follow back. It wasn't like an immediate follow back.
No, out of the blue, minding my own business, doing my day, holding my dog Clyde, and all of a sudden, I look at my phone, and it says followed, and I had to look at it to make sure it was verified, and it was. So just,
well, good for you.
Thank you.
So okay. It's a win.
Yeah, it is.
It's a win heading into the weekend.
Pretty excited about it.
Yeah, I love
Big
it.
Big fan
yeah.
of hers.
Very nice.
Thank you, everyone.
Good for you.
Thank you, guys. No, thanks for indulging.
No, that's solid. She ain't following me. Or, I got to be honest, if she was following me, I might not have noticed.
Yeah.
Might not have made the same impact. So I apologize. What's her name?
Taylor Frankie Paul.
Did you send a DM or you just played it cool?
No.
Just
left it? Oh.
Did you
no,
follow
I'm
her?
Playing it cool.
Oh, no. Send a DM. See if she'll come on the show.
You, can I just play it cool for a day?
Because you're friends. Well, yeah. Not now. Not on Friday. I mean, don't send that on Friday.
Because it'd be a little forward if I did right now. Or would it? I don't know. I'll DM her.
Did you follow? You were following her already, though, right?
Yeah, I followed her from like last year.
Back. And then she just randomly followed you back.
Randomly followed back. Oh,
the random.
Okay.
Taylor Frankie.
Yeah.
Taylor.
And it's great to see where Chet's head's at, too, by the way, because I would DM, but not to get her on the show. Anything about the show at all.
I'm going to hit this button now.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Very excited because Michaela has been followed on Instagram. Instagram?
Yes.
Instagram. By, what's her name?
Taylor Frankie Paul. The
From
star.
Secret Lives.
Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
The head.
HBIC.
That's what I... I was questioning in my mind whether I was going to say that or not. But okay, good. I'm glad you did.
Yeah, it's been a wild week for me, you guys. First, Taylor Swift wants my life. Taylor, and now Taylor Frankie Paul.
Taylor Swift copying you.
Uh-huh.
With
just
life,
saw
of,
what I was...
life of a Showgirl when on the same date on October 3rd that Michaela was going to, she was going to release music video. And what were you going to be in the music video?
Showgirl. Showgirl.
I'm not saying she copied her. I'm not saying it.
Plagiarism.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh God.
Mm.
I'll say
sue her?
Publicly.
Yes.
Do you want to sue her?
Yes. Yes. No, that would backfire.
Have you?
It would backfire if you weren't. If you weren't on this show, It might gain traction.
Let me ask you a question.
Otherwise, people, because anything, even if we do something seriously, people go like, that's why nobody outside of Las Vegas has any respect for Toy Drive because they go, oh, radio stunt.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, no, literally everybody looks down their nose at it. Nobody likes
well,
it.
Well, listen, going at this rate, Taylor Swift might be at Toy Drive. She wants my life so bad. She reached out to you.
That's funny.
You guys, I'm literally kidding, too. For anyone listening, I swear to God, I'm joking, obviously.
It's all a gag. It's all just a gag.
Sometimes you're like, are you being serious? I'm like, why would I be serious?
Here's my real question.
Yeah.
So we started talking about following and following back. And the what's her name again?
Taylor Frankie Paul.
I should write that down because it's not sticking in my brain at all. But this was weird because you followed her
last year.
Yeah, and she just random now.
Random.
Back. Pretty cool.
Yes.
I have an etiquette question, and I realize I might be making myself look dumb.
No.
But this is, hold on. Make sure you hear it first. No, and I'm willing to go to fully admit that I don't really know the protocol.
Yeah.
Is it weird that it will bother me when, you know, because I get people that will follow. I don't know who they are.
Mm-hmm.
I go to follow back because I want to be supportive.
Sure.
In most cases, I'll go back unless I'm pretty sure you're a bot or it's just your business or, you know. But I like to be able to see what I'm getting into.
Totally.
Right?
Yeah, me too.
Because I know I'm not going to follow you back if all you're going to do is spam me with real estate postings.
Yeah.
I don't care how hot you are.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
Adrian laughs because he knows what I'm talking about. That's great. if I see that somebody's profile is set to private, I just think less of you. Is that bad?
I don't know what it is. I get so pissed at them for having
me too.
A private. I don't know why. So you're literally preaching to the choir. I hope you feel seen.
Good.
Because I don't know why it annoys me. What do I care? But it does. I'm like, unprivate your
Who the
page.
Hell do you think you are? And why are you even on Instagram? Okay, why are you even on Instagram if you're setting your profile to private so that your grandma doesn't care? You know what I mean? Like your grandma, so I want to keep this only for the people.
Yeah. Yeah. Here's the only thing I could think of. I have, as we all know, a lot of police officers in my family. So they keep their page private just so nobody really knows them, whatever.
Right.
So it makes sense.
But then why have a page?
Except.
For grandma?
They say for their family, and close friends.
Great.
Well, you can't lurk without an account, though. Like if your purpose is only to look at people's profiles and stuff. Because if you don't have an Instagram account, it'll always prompt you to sign up or log in.
Okay. So police officers. It's too loud. And Adrian, what you just said about that, about you can't lurk without it. But why do you reach out? Oh, you reach out to follow thinking that you can lurk in silent. You know what I mean? That you can lurk undetected.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's why you can just keep it.
It's like they're a family version of like a burner account.
I guess.
Yeah, listen, I don't know why, but it pisses me off too, and that's enough. We both agree that it makes us mad.
All right,
and you're allowed to have that feeling.
I guess problem solved. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. This is fun on Relationship Rehab today. Janet Jackson tickets for you in just a moment. Does the non-paying parent involved in the wedding, does the non-paying parent get to take over the wedding planning? Now I know immediately we all go, no, or do we? I don't know. But I did. Immediately I went, no.
Yeah.
And then I went, well, crap.
Uh-huh.
There's a but in this. I can't wait to talk this one out.
Yeah, let's
really,
do it.
Because I can see both sides.
Same.
Relationship Rehab, it's a good one for Friday. Coming up next.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Friday morning, the 15th day of August, 2025. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. The Summerlin South Little League kids are playing today at noon on ESPN.
Woo.
Game number two for them, the Little League World Series, playing a team from Bonnie Lake, Washington, which I make jokes about. But I imagine they're going to, can I tell you? I imagine they're going to be kind of tough, Bonnie Lake, Washington, just because there's money. There now,
yeah,
it's new money as things have expanded in like a lot of cities. So there's a lot of folks, and it really is a lake, and it's lovely down there. And so people have spent a lot of money to live in Bonnie Lake.
Yeah,
and I know plenty of people that have moved out of there because of all the, you know, we all hear much love to all of our California people that have lived that now moved to the Valley. Please understand this is not California. This is Nevada. So please do not try to make it California. But that is a universal feeling.
Yes.
In many places. So I know people who've moved out of Bonnie Lake as well because they're like, too damn many Californians here. We can't do it anymore. Our buddy Chris Mallory, who's the president of Summerlin South Little League, going to be on in about 25 minutes. Monday on Relationship Rehab. The old emotional cheating question has reared its ugly head, but I believe both people are at fault. It came in late last night. They had big plans for the weekend. But there's a moral dilemma. Can't get into it now. We'll get into it Monday.
Okay.
Just saying, make sure you come back here Monday morning. Justin in Southern Highlands. He wants us to note he is outside the walls, not in.
Oh, thank you.
In so high.
Important.
My daughter is getting married next year. We're starting to make definitive plans about the big day and lock down some details. I recently found out that my ex has basically taken over everything. planning, location, catering, venue, the whole deal.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my daughter is admittedly a bit lazy. And while she's probably secretly pretty happy that her mom has stepped in, she has also been complaining to me that she's not getting much say in her own wedding.
Uh-huh.
Here's my issue, says Justin. Capital letters. I'm the one paying for it. We set a budget. That hasn't been an issue yet. But what the actual F, says Justin. I'm the one footing the entire bill, and my ex is paying nothing. Now to get to the part that I know everyone will say. I did tell her. She needs to just butt out, let our daughter plan her own wedding. And if she wanted to take over, she should probably chip in. My ex accused me of trying to ruin her relationship with our daughter, and that I was jealous that this is such a big moment in the mother-daughter relationship.
Oh, yeah.
But now she wants to step up, says Justin. I guess if I'm paying, she's the one playing.
Oh, God.
My butt, right? I am squarely in the middle.
Yes.
Up until he said, yeah, I did talk to her. You could hear him making the voice. Yeah.
He's just going to talk to her and tell her.
Well.
I did.
My buddy, Justin goes on. We're almost to the end. My buddy said, I may just have to eat this one. But it's bugging me enough to bring you guys into it. And here's the real question. Should the non-paying parent get to make decisions at the wedding when they're not paying?
Mm-hmm.
I also get the mother-daughter side. And he says, go Aces, see you at the game Sunday, which is great. And love. I hope we do. I hope we get to see each other. 702-364-9898. Janet Jackson tickets today. Resorts World Theater, Sunday, September 14th. Good Lord, that is a month from now.
Yeah.
Holy, today's the 15th. Next month, the 14th. Thank you to our friends at AEG Presents. Oh, can we all agree? Can I stipulate for the court?
Yeah.
We can all agree. She doesn't get no say, right?
Yeah.
She had a butt out. You're not paying butt out.
Yeah, it's her mama.
It's mama. But she doesn't get to take over, right?
Right.
They've already told her butt out. So my question is, so if we all know out, we know step one, step two, step three, we already know all this.
Oh, God.
So, with all of that in mind, now what do you do? And honestly, the more, now that I've said it out loud, I'm not sure you can do anything.
Well, and it's so hard when someone's paying to boss them around, and you're not.
No. He's paying.
That's what I'm saying.
She's not.
That's what I'm saying. It's hard to question from the wife.
But it's mom. Okay, well, let's talk.
Yeah, okay, bye.
Oh, I can tell we need to talk all this. Yeah. Yeah, bye.
Bye.
Bye. No, bye.
Shutting it down now.
But please call.
You need to call. Because obviously we're not going to work this out. 702-364-9898. We'll pay you off with Janet Jackson tickets. If you are caller number 25 right now, Relationship Rehab exclusively on the Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show. Professionally unprofessional. 98.5 KLUC.
Happy Friday, y'all. Which we totally get it. Oh, it's so good. Relationship Rehab, Justin in Southern Highlands is up against it.
Yeah, it's so tough.
Daughter getting married next year. They're starting to make plans. Basically, the mother of the bride has jumped in both feet, has gone Momzilla. We've all heard Bridezilla. We know Momzilla. Momzilla's jumped in, and now she's doing everything. Now, the daughter... So Justin's like, yeah, my daughter is admittedly a bit lazy, so she's probably enjoying, to a certain degree, mommy stepping in and taking over.
And I get that.
Also complaining that mommy is stepping
taking
in.
Over.
And yeah, like, I don't have any say in my wedding now. Now my mom, this has become my mom's wedding. I'm just, you know, showing up.
Gave her an inch, she took a mile.
Yeah. How about, oh my God. And that goes back to a couple of months ago with mom hijacking the guest list.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, what show was that on? What show? That was on Suits. That was on my
show.
Beloved Suits, the show that I watch on the plane. Yeah, where mom hijacked the guest list.
Mm-hmm.
So Justin's, here's his issue. Forget about all this other stuff about mom butting in. He's the one paying. He's paying for the whole wedding. And now his ex, who obviously this isn't, I don't believe they're best friends, if you know what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I'm paying for all this. And who the hell does she think she is? I get it. Who are we starting with?
On line 7, Elizabeth Cota.
Hi, Liz.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, buddy. So now he's mad. She's also not pleased. She's like, you're trying to ruin my relationship with our daughter. You're just jealous because this is a mother-daughter thing, and you're neither one of those. And he's like, but I'm paying you, B. And I don't know. I'm acting it out.
That feels right, though.
Head. It seems.
That feels like how that one might go.
Tracks, I believe, is as you say.
Tracks.
That tracks, as you often will say.
I know, that's right.
Elizabeth, does this track for you?
It does. Does it track that she's so involved? And
yeah, that this is all happening.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it tracks. I think he put that caveat in there. My daughter's probably secretly happy. She's helping out.
Yeah.
I think it's a bride thing, right? The daughter needs something to vent about, and it just happens to be her mom right now. But mom's helping out. And at the end of the day, he doesn't have to write that check until the daughter says, I approve.
Oh, wait. So are you advocating, if I'm hearing this properly, if I'm hearing this correctly,
mm-hmm.
are you advocating that every once in a while he goes, I'm not paying for that?
If the daughter says, I'm not happy with this, this is not my decision, this is what my mom wants, absolutely. I think that at that point he withholds payment. It says, work it out with your mom and you let me know, daughter, what your final decision is.
Love
and
this.
Then I'll make the payment.
No, that's super. What were you going to say?
This is the best answer in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
That was it.
Say less.
That was all.
Because inside, my mind was being blown as she was talking.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Because he did mention that they're staying within budget.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So he was like, because I'm going, okay, objection one, say you're not paying for it. Well, there's a budget. They're staying within the budget.
Yeah.
But you're right. That's the way you do that. You stay in contact with the daughter. Make sure the daughter's getting what she wants. And then that's your leverage is you go, that's not what the daughter wants. This is what you want. Therefore, I'm not paying for that, but I will pay for this. Right?
Yeah, 100%. It's so mean to say I'm paying, so therefore you get no say. That's just, you know, that's just a mean thing to do. She's still the mom. So.
And that's not realistic, is it? Uh-huh. That's just not realistic.
No, and I think it also really like makes people mad when people are like, well, I'm paying, it's my decision. Because it's like, well, don't hold it over my head. You either just do it and it's cool,
yeah,
or you just don't.
Yeah,
because then that's when I'm like, I mean, I've got myself in trouble being like, well, then don't pay. And then I'm like, oh my God, where am I going to get the money?
Yeah, now what?
But you know what I'm saying? It's a trigger.
1,000,000%.
Mm-hmm. Just do it out of the kindness.
God, did we just quick and dirty solve it?
Oh my God, yeah. Elizabeth did it.
Yeah, I think we're done. Honestly, Adrian, let me ask you this. So Elizabeth, first and foremost, have fun at Janet Jackson on Sunday the 14th at Resorts World.
Woo, thank you.
What's that place that has the $100 chicken? What's up? It's right by there.
Uh-huh.
It's right by the theater.
Uh-huh.
Have dinner there. It's awesome.
Yeah.
What is that name?
Hang on one second. Is there anybody in your estimation, Adrian? Is there anybody? Go back and check the calls. If there's anybody else who will...
Someone from left field, line 9, Abby.
Abby?
Who had something right, different
we'll get,
from everyone.
You know what? We'll get to Abby. Abby has an opinion, as Adrian says, from left field. Maybe an alternate theory coming up right after Ed Sheeran.
Awesome way to wake up.
Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Always puts me in a great mood.
On 98.5 KLUC.
To recap on relationship rehab, Justin was agitated that his ex-wife had kind of taken over their daughter's wedding plans, and Justin was the one paying for everything. Elizabeth was absolutely brilliant and said, keep in touch with the daughter. I got this right so far, right?
Yep.
Okay. Elizabeth said, keep in touch with the daughter. Make sure that the daughter's wishes are still being taken care of, that they're all being granted. And then that's when you step in, is when the daughter is starting to feel like mom's doing too, like she's gone too far.
Right.
Then you step in. That's when you bring the hammer and go, oh, I'm not going to pay for that. That's not what our daughter wants. And that's a fairly easy conversation, because then it's not about you two. It's about your daughter.
Totally.
Right.
Yeah.
Apparently there is Adrian said left field.
Yeah.
Like then a left field alternate concept that we may want to examine from Abby. Hi, Ab.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, buddy. We're great. How's your Friday so far?
It's always busy at our house.
Oh, yeah. Understood. So yeah. We'll go quick. What was your theory here?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily left field. I just think that the main focus just really needs to be the daughter. I don't understand why anybody's even entertaining what the mom wants. It's weird to me that the dad is even having that conversation with her. But ultimately, it should just be, yes, whatever the daughter wants. When you give, you're supposed to give from your heart, not, I'm going to give you this, but da-da-da-da. Right? Oh,
so you are advocating maybe cut mom out entirely.
Not necessarily. Not cut her out, silence her voice a little bit more. It should just be,
yeah.
You know what? Tell me when the daughter is even complaining about her, that doesn't necessarily mean she's saying, Dad, I need you to rescue me and fix that. She just might need a sounding board.
I think we're all saying the same thing here.
Yeah, yeah. Because, I mean, listen, she did invite her mom. She was stressed out. And she, like, gave her mom a little bit to have some room to help her. And then naturally momming it out, the mom kind of took over. But I think, like, yeah, when the daughter decides what she wants.
Stressful enough.
Mm-hmm.
They don't need to add the mom and dad arguing into the whole mix. So that should not even be something that the daughter is even going to think about. It should just be reminded to her all the time, this is your one and only wedding. I want you to want whatever it is that you want for your wedding, and just keep that focus.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This isn't sometimes mom is thinking too much about her friends that are going to be there or the other family. You know, or the other family members that are going to be there, that sometimes it becomes their show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just not.
Yeah.
I have friends who the mom is like that. You know what I mean? Like it's whatever's happening, it's happening to her. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like she's a baseball mom. Her kids play baseball, but she's a baseball mom. And it all somehow spins off of how she's feeling and what she's doing. There's nothing wrong with it. It just is. And I kind of got the impression that was a little bit of this.
Yeah.
You know, my daughter's getting married, so of course I'm going to be planning it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right, Abby.
I gave both of my parents a number of how many people they could invite that I would pay for. And then anything after that, it was like, sure, you can invite them. This is how much it'll cost per person for you.
Savage.
That is, really?
Yeah, go off.
Yeah. But I was generous and gave them a solid number of how many people I would pay for whoever they wanted. And then anything over that number, they were in charge of.
Like, oh, I got you. So that didn't include relatives, did it?
No. I showed them my list of people that were on my list, and then I gave them an additional amount of whoever they wanted to invite.
How many?
And then anything. I gave them 30 people each.
Dang! Oh,
big wedding. How many people did you have at your wedding?
Almost 200.
Oh, that's so fun.
Wow, 30 each at a 200 wedding. That's a good number. That is generous.
Yeah.
Well, plus I knew my dad wasn't going to be able to, you know, come up with anything. So I, that's why I gave him this amount, and anything over that, I knew he wasn't going to go over.
My mom was already gone, but I could see my dad looking at me going, I don't even know 30 people. Like I know 30 people. I don't know 30 that I would invite.
True.
It's awesome. Abby, have a great weekend. Thank you so much.
When I'm getting ready in the morning,
while I'm getting dressed,
I dance and laugh.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Yeah, man. Summerlin South Little League representing the Mountain Region in Williamsport, Pennsylvania at the Little League World Series today at noon Pacific time. Taking on the dirty cheaters from. Shouldn't say that about 12-year-olds. It's really just the way they were raised.
Yeah, we're just trying to give our loyalty to the boys.
I know these people. I grew up around these people. Mm-hmm. I know who they are. but they're playing today against Bonnie Lake, Washington. Do we know Chris Mallory, who's the president of Summerlin South Little League, who in no way, shape, or form endorses or is part of my ridiculous comments?
Good morning, guys.
Do we know anything about these kids from Bonnie Lake?
Oh, it's so funny you say that. We know everything about them. You know, the beauty of playing in San Bernardino is that you have three different divisions all playing in the same place. So I know our team has scouted these guys and has watched probably all of their games in the regional. They played Oregon twice, they had to play Idaho, so you know they're definitely dialed in. You know, so they've been able to see live exactly what this team brings, and you know they've hung out, they were in the same hotel, they've flew from LAX to Williamsport together, so they should know this group pretty well.
Huh? How do we match up as far as, you know, I mean, I know it's kids and they're all-star teams from their respective. You know, where they come from and all of that. But how do our kids, in your estimation, how do we match up against? Are we the team to beat? That's what I'm asking.
In the overall tournament, I think we're up there. I think you never count your chickens before they're hatched. But right. if we can win this one, then it's a heavyweight fight between us and South Carolina. South Carolina dominated yesterday. They won in four innings. Yep. And that just sets up nicely. I think Hawaii is a really good team. I think, you know, Hawaii, Nevada, you know, South Carolina, I think those are probably, you know, throw Texas in there as well. Those are probably the four teams that I've seen that I've been the most impressed with. You know, I assume we'll have Cash Malin throwing today, you know, which will be great. You know, give the boys credit, you know, for those that watched, you know, the top of our lineup didn't hit spectacularly well. And, you know, the bottom of the lineup really carried that team the other day on Wednesday. So, look for the top of our lineup to get hungry and start mashing again. But it's nice when the bottom of your lineup can really produce the way they did.
We scored 16 runs, but we're just okay.
Yeah,
we were just all right. Chris Mallory's the president of Summerlin South Little League with the Chet Buchanan Show.
So we're talking about 12-year-olds. Like, we know how to talk to adults and like motivate them, but what's it like when you guys have to have your team meeting and maybe it's not going as you wanted and you want to get them going and then they come out swinging? Like, how does that conversation happen with you and the boys?
You know, Michaela, it is they're 11 and 12-year-olds, and what may work to motivate one kid isn't what's going to work to motivate another. So, you know, you really have to have that, you know, understanding of what's going to motivate each kid. But, you know, I think, listen, at this point, you know, when those boys take the field, they can look around and go, yeah, you shouldn't have to motivate kids in Williamsport, right? I mean, this is the pinnacle of what they play for. And, you know, they're ready to go. You know, I think more than anything, you know, they're chomping at the bit. You know, they had an off day yesterday. They had a team dinner last night, and it's like, hey, let's just go out and play ball. And yeah. I think if they could play every day, they absolutely would. But I also think that they are enjoying every minute of this experience. And I do know that they're looking forward to today's game, and then after that, they're looking forward to that Mariners-Mets game on Sunday.
Yeah, man.
Which is pretty special.
Yeah, that's really cool. By the way, hell of a question from Mikayla Gordon right there.
Oh my God, thank you, dude. I'm very proud right there.
That was a hell of a question.
I have to say, Mikayla gave me, as the kids call it, street cred the other day when she wished my daughter a happy first day. She was... her name is Brooklyn, and she was thrilled that Mikayla wished her happy birthday.
Bang!
Brooklyn!
That's what we're here for.
Come on!
Pretty sure the kids at recess heard all about it.
Nice.
Well, listen, I'm a daddy's girl, too, so I get it. I got you, B. Hey, I'll make you look good, Chris.
Last question. Is there a get-together? Is there a place where all the parents who weren't able to go to Williamsport, I know you're still here in Las Vegas, is there a place where everybody's meeting up to watch the game?
Yeah, you know what? Nacho Daddy has kind of been the official watch party spot. So, you know, that is where most of our Summerlin South folks have been. It was a little easier when we were in the regional and kids weren't in school. And they've been a great supporter of ours. Anybody who wore a Little League jersey got a free quesadilla. So, again, Nacho Daddy's kind of been that spot. A little harder in the middle of the day. I know my son, you know, he is at school and he's like, oh, my gosh, we play at noon again. Like, how come they don't play while we're not at school? And it makes it a little tougher, but I know that they'll be attached to their phones, and it was fun. I saw on social that at Meadows Cafeteria they had the game on, and Ethan Robertson, whose older brother goes to Meadows, you know, took a photo and said you know, that everybody was watching. So again, you know, it's the community support that I think is incredible. And these boys are literally, you know, getting screenshots sent to them from the A's, from, you know, the Knights, from, you know, the Raiders, you know, wishing them congratulations. For those kids who go to those games and cheer on those teams to then turn it around and have those teams cheering them on is just a mind blowing experience for these kids.
So any Nacho Daddy location, I was just looking at their socials, any Nacho Daddy, so if you find one near you, that's where people are hanging out. But
yeah, you know, the one on Sahara up by Summerlin is kind of been where a lot of the folks you know, from our area have congregated, and they've got some nice specials and deals for those who come in and watch the game and you're cheering on Summerlin South.
Love it.
So
love
fun.
It. Well, good luck today at noon, and then hopefully we will continue this conversation next week.
Let's go,
absolutely.
Boys!
Thank you guys.
Let's
so
go.
Much. We really appreciate it.
Now, whatever we can do, whenever we can do it. Oh, I didn't ask you. Last question. How's the GoFundMe doing?
GoFundMe is doing great. Thank you so much. You know, we continue to be pounding the pavement. You know, can't say enough great things about, you know, yourself, Nick Carter. You know, everybody. Again, it's just a little bit at a time, and every bit helps. You know, as we continue to win, that just extends this trip for those families, which is great. But you know, it comes at a cost. And so, you know, we're just trying to offset as much of those travel costs as we can. And we've had, you know, great folks that have stepped up. Obviously, you know, we talked about it the other day. Circa, VGK came in this week. The Raiders came in this week. How about the Desert Dogs? Desert Dogs stepped up this week. The Aviators. Like, you know, we talked about Circa, Howard Hughes. Wow Car Wash. I mean, just great community folks that have continued to step up. And, you know, again, we're so thankful and can't say enough great things.
Yeah, go to GoFundMe.com and then look up Summerlin South Little League, and you'll see how you can support. So the families can be there to watch their kids, hopefully, win a U.S. championship and then go on and then try and win the World Series, Little League World Series.
Insane.
It's amazing.
Hey, I tell you, if you see that international, that Japan – Chinese Taipei game may just be insane. Like those kids, it's just it's amazing to watch. It's so much fun to watch the U.S. bracket, but watching the international side is just it's incredible.
These kids are good. These kids are. I'm like, they're 12, huh? How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. And they drove to the stadium. It's incredible.
Yeah. Stop it.
Yeah.
All right. Listen. Hopefully, we'll continue this next week. We'll see you, man. Have
Absolutely.
A good weekend.
Thank you, guys.
Bye, Chris. All right.
Best break of your life, big dog. I can smell it coming. And I looked over him and I said, Why? We don't have time for all that.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
The morning show is better than coffee.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
I just wanted to ask, have we finally reached, it seems like a lot of the world right now has reached its, like, where the rubber band is going to bounce, would snap back. Like, we've reached, it's enough. Enough!
Yes. I think we've reached a point where the first rubber band snapped back, yeah, and people are on their second, and now that one's about to. Yeah.
Well, I think we're getting there with AI and ChatGPT.
Lordy.
A woman has revealed that she's engaged to her AI chatbot boyfriend.
Oh.
Sparking discussion on the boundaries of romance and technology. Come on, man. Somebody on some woman on Reddit, her name is Weka, says her non-human fiance, Casper, with a K, he proposed to her. He arranged a virtual proposal complete with a blue heart-shaped ring. She claims to be fully aware of the parasocial, I don't even know what that, what does parasocial mean?
No idea.
Interacting with technology as if it was a friend, which is what a lot of people are doing.
Big brain over here. Big brain.
Incredible.
Okay, she understands the parasocial nature of the relationship. But don't you have to tell it what to do? Like, it's not like all of a sudden, Casper with a K, Adrian, for the record, Michaela in her room has this little grin on her face, like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Cool. And she's about to come up with something funny. Adrian is looking at
me.
I'm
on the opposite spectrum.
He's looking me right in my eyeballs. And he's like, why are you not taking this serious? Is that what you're saying to me?
I don't want to serious us out.
Please do.
In the past 6 months, there's been a couple things with incidents where these parasocial relationships that they've had with ChatGPT bots and some people have, like, lost their lives over talking. Like,
it's
very serious.
Well, this is kind of what I was getting to.
But they will talk to them in a romantic way.
Yeah.
And the bot, the sole purpose of the bot is to make you feel good in whatever way you want to feel good. Meaning they'll support you in whatever ideas that you have, if you get what I'm saying.
I do.
So some people have some ideas, and instead of the bot pushing back, they're like, no. If this is what you want to do, no matter what that is.
Right. No, and that's why they were saying...
I hope people can fill in the blanks on
what
they were
saying AI therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that you it's just terrible. Start... You lose... That they're... You bring up a good point.
And
because
also...
I was mocking. But yeah, there are some people that the line blurs, and it blurs hard.
I'm smirking because my own wife has been hurt by ChatGPT, and I didn't take her that seriously, and now I'm kind of grinning.
Tell me.
She's pals with ChatGPT. She goes to ChatGPT for everything. And so she was talking to ChatGPT about caring for our dogs, and they had this thing going on for like a week. And then she looked so disappointed earlier this week, and I was like, what's wrong with you? And she's like, ChatGPT. And I was like, what? And she goes, well, they told me to stop doing the thing with the dogs. And I was like, what? And she's like, they said I need to stop doing the buttons, which is a completely other thing. And I was like, well,
just
so
give me,
stop.
Give me a two-line description of the buttons.
Lisa's been training. Oh, my God. Lisa's been training the dogs how to communicate through these buttons.
Oh, yeah, sure. Where the dog talks to you.
Yes.
Sure.
And they've been doing okay.
Yeah.
But ChatGPT said she's taking it to extreme and reprimanded Lisa. And Lisa was honestly hurt by it. And I was like, Lisa, shut up. It's just a ChatGPT. Now I'm rethinking everything. People are
My
own wife.
You have to set your own boundaries, people. That's all I'm going to say.
That's it.
Just set your own boundaries and like anything, moderation.
Ordinary. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, just past 9 o'clock on Friday morning, the 15th day of August, 2025. She is Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Aces tonight in Phoenix. That's a pretty big game. We'll find out a lot about this team with tonight's game. Then they're back here back here on Sunday in Michelob Ultra Arena. We'll see everybody there. Special 12:30 tip time. Paige Beckers and the Dallas Wings are in town. Raiders play tomorrow. Aviators are in town this weekend with a bunch of stuff going on. Summerlin South Little League takes on those cheating 12-year-olds from Bonnie Lake, Washington. Today at noon on ESPN. And believe it or not, UNLV football starts next Saturday.
Insane.
Expectations for the Rebels. Started off against Idaho State. That should be.
Uh-huh.
Back in the day, that might have been a pretty good game. It shouldn't be a good game. If you know what I'm saying, should be good for the Rebels.
Yeah, yeah.
And in NCAA football 26, the new game in my dynasty with UNLV, I beat Idaho State like 50-0. So take that for whatever research
for whatever
you need.
For whatever it's
nice
worth.
Nice little preview.
What is that, like fantasy football?
No, the video game.
Video game.
Okay, sorry.
We could whatever.
I knew other people didn't know, so I just said it for them. I knew.
Of course.
That's right. You were all
I did
over
it for the people.
You knew, of course. That's what we're here for.
Yeah.
That's why some would say that's the only reason we're here.
Duh.
Okay, you ready for something really weird?
Yeah.
Tell me everything you know about Willie Nelson. Just what do you know about Willie Nelson?
I know he's an icon. He smokes a lot of weed.
Yep.
Great hair.
Those are pretty much the things.
Yeah.
Did you know he's a fifth degree black belt in a Korean martial art called Gongkwan Yusul?
No.
He also has a second degree black belt in Taekwondo. He posted the other day, black belt by day, redheaded stranger by night.
You're lying.
Oh, because that was, he had an album called Redheaded Stranger.
Yeah. I mean, I really love him. I just wouldn't see that as a, not on my bingo card.
No, not in a million years.
At all.
All the things that we've heard about Willie Nelson.
Oh my God. I just pulled it up on Instagram and I see him.
Luke Combs shares this story about the first time he ever met Willie. They were at Willie's and literally he has a compound. Him and Oprah own like half of Maui.
Dang.
But a bunch of guys were all playing poker. Willie goes around the corner and Luke is the only one that can see him. And Luke says, all of a sudden, Willie is standing there, arms out, like full Karate Kid, and just starts kicking this punching bag. Like one of the tall, you know, the speed bag.
Yeah.
Tossing crane kicks, dude. He's 84 years old.
Dang.
And hammering this punching bag. And I'm looking at the poker table and nobody else sees this. And I'm like, what is happening? And then Willie walks back in, doesn't say a peep about it, sits back down like nothing happened. And I'm like, that's my moment. I just had my Willie Nelson moment.
Oh my God. I also love that he just went out there, like kicked the crap out of it, came back in, sat down, and was like, game on.
Yeah.
Let's go.
That kind of flexibility.
Yeah. Just another Tuesday.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Super dope. I love when you find out celebrities and like their random things that they're into. Super for fire.
Yeah. Yeah. And I have often said that there's a fine line between talent and stardom, and it generally has to do with crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a great
that
point.
You just got to be crazy enough. And there used to be, you know, there used to be a dividing wall. Like you'd see people on TV, that would be it. The internet is the great equalizer now. And we get to see just how crazy people are.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, I'm going to pause this just for a second. You know what we haven't leaned into a whole lot this morning and we should have?
What?
There is a brand new song by Maroon 5 and Lil Wayne. I know. You're like, wait a minute. Is it 2014? What are we talking about? Maroon 5 and Lil Wayne. Now, the initial report that we got, right, said from somebody in the know, said, I don't like this very much. I don't have very high hopes.
Mm-hmm.
Michaela and I, first thing we're going to do at the end of the show, we're probably going to go and make fun of this person because they're wrong.
Yeah, so wrong.
We think it's fantastic.
By the first note.
Give us two songs. The first of which is Benson Boone, Mystical Magical, Chet Buchanan Show. And by the way, the one big thing I wanted to mention a second ago, Ruby's Shake Shop. Woo! Our big grand opening yesterday. Make your plans this weekend. Go see our friends at Ruby's. They're big, big supporters of the Chet Buchanan Show. And honestly, it's funny. I'm getting little messages like, yesterday was so huge and thank you so much. And
oh, like, I love that.
No. We take care of those who take care of
us. Listen, that food's quality. I want to go. I can't go this weekend, but let's go next week.
I know. Yeah. We got to find a way.
Yeah, for sure.
Sooner than later.
Mm-hmm.
I'll blow the whole diet thing right out of the water for Ruby's. I'll do that. You don't have to go to the D gates anymore. You could just go to the district at Green Valley.
You're like, I'm going to the airport. They're like, why? I'm like, you got to go to Ruby's.
Yeah, I'm just
out of town. No, Ruby's.
Southwest has got $39 flights. Why? Where are you going? Ruby's. Uh-huh. I just need to get through TSA. I don't need to get on a flight or anything like that.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Feeling stories of the day brought to you by Mike Lehman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. Nike co-founder Phil Knight. Uncle Phil. That's really what they call him. That's what the Oregon people call him because he donated a bunch of money to the University of Oregon.
I love that.
You know the origin story of Nike?
I don't think I do.
Phil was selling shoes. Why they haven't made the book Shoe Dog into a movie... Shoe Dog is basically the story of Nike origin.
Yeah.
And how Phil Knight had this thing called Blue Ribbon Sports, and he was selling Japanese shoes, Tigers, Onitsuka Tigers.
Uh-huh.
And then the deal kind of went sideways, and he teamed up with Oregon's track coach.
Oh, wow.
And they made these shoes because he was like, I can do better. And then one thing led to another, and Blue Ribbon Sports turned into Nike.
Oh, my God.
And I read that freaking book, and I know the story. I grew up in the Northwest.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of time in Portland. I've worked extensively with Wyden and Kennedy, which are the ones who came up with the whole Nike. All of the Nike marketing started with them, the Just Do It and all that. I know how this happens. I couldn't stop reading that book.
Oh, I love that.
I know how it ends.
Yeah, I'm surprised it's not a movie yet.
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
And I like that one. Did you like that movie, Air?
The one about the Air Jordan?
Literally, I was just going to say that right now, and I didn't want to go there. After seeing the movie Air, I'm so interested in the sports documentaries, movies, everything. Like, I love it. I'm obsessed. Just with the camaraderie, how it happened.
So Uncle Phil's made big dough, right? Yeah. And he's a big supporter of the University of Oregon and stuff like that. And has now just donated $2 billion with a B to the Cancer Institute at Oregon Health Sciences University.
That's insane.
His foundation says it's the largest single donation ever made to a college, university, or health group in the U.S. And that's pretty good.
Yeah. Come on, Uncle Phil.
That's really good. Speaking of sports, and wow, a 30-year-old indigenous woman in Mexico recently entered a 39-mile ultra marathon. She won the whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
No equipment.
No.
She ran the whole thing in sandals and the traditional clothing of her people. Yeah.
That's wild.
And get ready for this. She reportedly walked for 14 hours, not 14 miles, 14 hours just to get there. Just to get to the starting
line.
That's
insane. With no equipment.
And then ran 39. Yeah.
Listen, can we connect her with Uncle Phil? Maybe she can grab some Nikes now that she's a superstar athlete.
They should marry the two.
Yeah, can they marry each other?
They should be the two together.
Yeah, because that's insane. And also, we have no excuses as people now. We can literally go to the gym, do anything.
I didn't want to go there on a Friday. Because honestly, I'm going to go have a burger and booze.
Okay, all right. We'll talk about it Monday.
But I'll keep what you just said in mind.
Yeah, or throw it away.
82-year-old guy in Australia. Did you see this video yet? Of the Australian guy with the koala.
I literally watched it.
Okay. You did?
Yes, I did.
So
immediately.
Koala's heading the wrong way across a pretty busy road.
Yeah, it was super busy.
Wasn't there a construction site or something like that where the koala was headed?
Yeah, it was dangerous.
Yeah. So this old guy turns the koala around and ends up picking him up, right? And he's taking him back across the road. At some point, the koala scratches him. So he sets the koala down, and he's giving him what for? He's telling him how it is.
He gave him a kick in the butt.
Yeah,
because
then the koala, he sets the koala down. Koala's like, oh, we're here? And he's like, no. Gives a little kick in the butt and then starts chewing him out, which is great. Because I don't know if he speaks koala. I don't think he does. And I don't think the koala speaks Australian, but the guy's name is Terry, and somebody tracked him down and...
I was telling him not to scratch because I'm trying to help him. And the little mongrel just kept scratching, but he was only protecting himself. The traffic all of a sudden stopped, and I thought, what's going on here? They're only scratches, and if you get hold of the bear quick enough and hold him the right way, they realize, you know, especially when you start moving off the road, that they're getting out of danger.
Is there anything better to kick you into a weekend than an Australian accent?
Literally.
I don't think so.
Literally.
Two good feeling stories of the day.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Brought to you by Michael Eman and Diamond Jewelers, the diamond and wedding ring store. Brand new, and we love it.
Love it.
Maroon 5 and Lil Wayne. Love is...
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
I'm truly not sure how I feel about this story, because while it's never good to, you know, crime, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah, no, for sure.
I'm appreciative of the creativity and of the willingness, I guess, like, hey, look at that. We should steal that. Last Saturday, South Carolina, two teenagers arrested because they stole a train. An actual
a real train?
A real train.
No.
They broke into the rail yard.
Dang.
The railroad facilities. Real honest to God railroad.
Yeah, you know that's what I mean? It's crazy.
And I'm like, what are you guys, cowboys?
Yeah.
You
know,
do you have the thing on your face, the bandana?
Yeah, uh-huh.
That's how it feels.
Also, it's
to
a
me.
Lot of work.
And I don't know why it would be a steam engine, but it's because I'm sure it's not. I'm sure it's very modern.
Yeah, sure.
Amtrak, you know, something like
okay,
that. But whatever. So they broke into the railroad facilities in the evening, started an engine that was connected to two other engines, and drove it around the yard.
Damn.
Before they said, well, this is fun, but let's take this thing out on the road. You know what I mean? And decided to take it down the rail toward a neighboring town.
Okay.
It's like you're driving in the parking lot and you say, okay, I'm ready to get on the freeway.
Yeah, yeah.
They reportedly went on YouTube.
Oh my God.
To learn. God, can you? Does
you
this not
anything.
Just prove anything?
Yeah. No excuses. You can learn.
Why?
Anything.
Why would you be able to learn how to start a train on YouTube? But they did.
Mm-hmm.
They probably should have watched the video on how to stop, because on the way back from their joyride, the track switched and they ran into a bunch of other cars, rail cars.
Of course they did.
On the same track, forcing one of them to derail and causing what is termed as significant damage. Burglary, grand larceny, malicious damage, willful destruction of railroad property, injury to railroad, their names and ages not released. But
with all that damage, you'll be like, guys, why did you do that? And it's a simple teenage answer. We were bored.
Yeah, it was fun.
Felt
yeah,
like
thought,
it.
Why not?
Oh, brats.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
More you know before we go, before we head out for a weekend.
Ooh.
Michaela, do you know why NSYNC is called NSYNC?
No.
I had heard this before. I had forgotten. It's actually the last letter of each of the five original members' names.
You're kidding.
Okay, before you, but now you're doing the math in your head and you're like, wait, this doesn't work out.
Uh-huh.
Remember, it was Justin, Chris, Justin with an N, Chris with an S, Joey with a Y, Jason with an N, and JC.
Uh-huh.
Jason didn't last. And so Lance Bass came
God.
In.
Oh, my God.
Right. But they already had the name and they went, well, we kind of like this.
And so it's so good.
They just stuck with it.
Oh, that's That's wild. I actually love that.
Speaking of, okay, we were talking yesterday about Taylor's past lovers.
Yeah.
And now she's so happy with Jason Kelce and all this kind of stuff. And I'm sure this album's going to be unlike anything she's ever done.
Sure.
I'm sure it'll be happy and upbeat and we'll all love it. And it'll be amazing.
Yeah.
And you know, we were talking about what these other guys are like. Oh, could have been me, but I suck. What's Jason doing now?
Wait, was Jason in a... Oh, because he's regretful of NSYNC.
What's he doing now?
The same thing that that guy, what was his name? Brian, the co-host on the first season of American Idol is doing. Dunkelman.
Yeah, Dunkelman.
All just like, what the hell?
Yeah, he's like selling cars or something like that now. And he's like, stop asking me.
Yeah, leave me alone.
I don't care anymore. The get out of jail free card from Monopoly came from a real life thing. In England, in the 1500s, they had a lottery to raise money for the Navy, and the winner got a get-out-of-jail-free card.
I love it!
The serious stuff, no, it didn't work.
Yeah.
But the not-so-serious stuff, you don't gotta go to jail, you got a card. That's unreal.
So smart.
Let's get out of here. Everybody have an amazing weekend. Follow us on social at 985KLUC. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. I'm going to be out causing trouble today and tomorrow. And then on Sunday, see you at Michelob Ultra Arena. Aces, Dallas. Let's go, Aces. Adrian.
Listen, this is going to be super specific, but if you're going to Red Rock tonight to go see Weapons, please do me a favor. Do not record my reaction. I'm scared out of my mind, but I got to go see this movie. Otherwise, come say hi outside of the theater and follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. And if you're bored, go check out Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez. Subscribe on YouTube and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
And Michaela Gordon.
You know, follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH. I'll be with my boys at Fontainebleau this whole weekend.
Do we believe that there could be an additional Mark Anthony sighting?
So you never know. There could be an Adele sighting. Who knows when you walk into that place? It's the kind of cool thing. You're
random.
Who's that?
Adele? I'm telling you right now, Adele's not showing up.
Yeah.
Actually, she could.
I was serious. You don't know who's going to walk in, so it's worth just checking it out.
Would you ask Mark Anthony if he wanted to sing this time if he walked in?
I asked him the first time. He said no.
He was too busy trying to pull your weave out.
Yeah, he was too busy hugging me too tight and almost ripped my braided ponytail from Amazon off.
Hey, this weekend, call somebody that you haven't talked to in a while and tell him you love him. And be a friend to somebody who might not otherwise have a friend, because you might be saving a life. Seriously. Believe this. Great things are just about to happen. And know this, we love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you on Monday.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.